From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The United States Senate Armed Services Committee met Tuesday regarding the nomination for the reappointment of Marine Corps General Joseph Dunford Jr. to be chairman of the Joint Chief of Staffs. During the hearing, Dunford was asked for his assessment of the situation on the Korean Peninsula, given the statements back and forth between leaders.
Well, the political space is clearly very charged right now. We haven't seen a change in the posture of North Korean forces. We watched that very carefully.
President Donald Trump says the United States is totally prepared for a military option in dealing with North Korea. And on Tuesday, his administration imposed sanctions on 8 North Korean banks and 26 bank executives. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced he will visit Puerto Rico next Tuesday. The White House announced that it would also increase funds to Puerto Rico to assist with debris removal and emergency protective measures, including direct federal assistance for 180 days.
I have directed all relevant departments and agencies to assist in the response and recovery effort.
Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rosselló tweeted that he had been briefed, the president, on the situation, and thanked him for his quick response. Saudi Arabia says it will allow women to drive for the first time in the ultra-conservative kingdom. The United States has welcomed Saudi Arabia's announcement that women will be allowed to drive for the first time. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert says the U.S. is happy with the move. Nauert is calling it a great step in the right direction for that country, but Nauert isn't commenting on whether Saudi Arabia still needs to do more to ensure full rights for its female citizens. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump voiced support Tuesday for fans booing National Football League players who have been kneeling during the playing of the national anthem before games to protest racism in the country.
Well, I was ashamed of what was taking place because, to me, that was a very important moment. I don't think you can disrespect our country, our flag, our national anthem. To me, the NFL situation is a very important situation.
More than 200 NFL players, most of them black, and several team owners knelt, sat, and locked arms at weekend games in protest of Trump's call for owners to fire their players for refusing to stand for the playing of the national anthem. It's a tradition before the start of many amateur and virtually all professional athletic events in the U.S. The NFL players say they are protesting what they see as disparate treatment of minorities in the U.S. compared to whites and police brutally against blacks. The World Health Organization reports over 800,000 people in northeast Nigeria have been reached with one dose of oral cholera vaccine in an effort to prevent the fatal disease from spreading. Lisa Schlein has the story from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The week-long campaign that ended Monday was centered in a camp for internally displaced people in Maiduguri, the capital of Borno State, as well as in several local government areas nearby. World Health Organization spokesman Tarek Jazarevich says hundreds of thousands of people above age one have received the oral vaccine and will be protected against cholera for up to 6 months. He notes the number of people at risk of getting cholera within an affected population decreases sharply as more people are vaccinated. The World Food Program suspended its operation in Borno State after aid workers were attacked in a camp for displaced people in Maiduguri at the end of August. Jazarevich says the oral cholera vaccine is only one of the tools available to combat this disease. He says it should be combined with prevention activities. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Venezuela's opposition is backing out of early-stage negotiations with the government after accusing President Nicolas Maduro's administration of not following through on commitments. The Democratic Unity Alliance says the government failed to meet pledges in the areas of human rights and electoral guarantees. Spain's government ordered Catalonia's regional police to identify officials at local schools and other civic buildings expected to be used as polling stations in a controversial independence referendum. The order placed further pressure on Catalan police officers who are being told by the central Spanish authorities to act against their fellow citizens in the emotionally charged standoff. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.